Next item on the agenda is license status review.
Morning.
Good morning, Commissioner, members of the Commission.
Gentlemen from the Park Service, thank you for coming down today. Have a safe trip back.
We have Mr. Barry Linton.
Mr. Barry Linton?
Yes.
Come forward, please, sir. Who's the officer involved?
It's Alexander Tucker.
Okay. Tucker. Mr. Tucker, Officer Tucker, were you previously sworn, sir?
No, sir.
As long as we're testimony you give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you got.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Proceed.
Mr. Linton has one new conviction, possession of unpulled oysters, date of offense, November 1st, 2018, date of conviction, November 14th, 2018, Officer Alexander Tucker. Here are Mr. Linton's 2019-2018 licenses and permits. And his previous convictions.
Okay, thank you.
The Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of possessing at least 50% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a two-year period should result in at least a one-year probation. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the guidelines suggest the Commission place Mr. Linton on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this Commission meeting, May 28, 2019, through May 27, 2020. Any failure on Mr. Linton's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the one-year probation would result in Mr. Linton appearing before the Commission for a hearing on license revocation.
Thank you. Officer Tucker, anything to add?
No, sir.
How was his demeanor?
He's very cooperative. He was very apologetic when he realized the nature of his shellfish that day.
Okay. Counsel, do you have any questions of the officer?
Briefly, Your Honor. Officer Tucker, when you called the individual, what did you find?
Approximately 6 to 7 quarts of shell and undersized oysters.
And what was the ratio of the shell, between the shell and the undersized oysters?
I don't recall that.
Okay. And what did you use to call the catch?
My certified 3-inch call stick for oysters.
Had that been calibrated?
It was serial numbered and issued to me from this agency.
But was it calibrated before you checked?
I believe it was, yes, sir.
Do you know when?
That I don't recall right off the top of my head.
Okay. No further questions.
Thank you, Mr. Tucker. Counselor?
Mr. Commissioner, I would move to dismiss this. Under 28.2-232, you can only impose a sanction because of a violation of a provision of the subtitle, which means a statute. The only thing you've alleged here is a violation of a regulation that's been promulgated pursuant to authority within the subtitle, but not a provision of the subtitle itself. And the difference is a key one. The General Assembly recognized the distinction between a provision of the subtitle and a provision of a regulation when it passed 28.2-903, which talks about the penalties for violations. And that statute provides that a violation of the provision of the subtitle or regulation promulgated thereunder is a Class 3 misdemeanor. 28.2-232 does not include the or regulation promulgated thereunder language. And so you do not have the authority to impose a sanction because of a violation of a regulation.
Okay. Counselor.
So 28.2903 makes it a Class 3 misdemeanor to violate a regulation. To me, that means a violation of a regulation is a violation of the statute because 28.2903 incorporates violations of regulations into the statute.
Well, with respect, Mr. Commissioner, I have to disagree, as you would probably
sure.
expect. The statute doesn't say that a violation of a regulation is a violation of a statute. It says a violation of a statute is a Class 3 misdemeanor, a violation of a regulation is a Class 3 misdemeanor. It draws a distinction between a violation of a statute and a violation of a regulation. 28.2-232, again, does not include any provision for imposing a sanction for a violation of a regulation.
Okay. Pursuant to guidance by counsel, overrule your motion.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Does your client wish to be heard?
Yes, Your Honor, and he hasn't been sworn yet.
Mr. Layton? Good morning, sir. Would you raise your right hand? You saw and swear the testimony that you give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you God.
Yes.
Could you state your name for the record, please? Move over, if you would, to the podium, to the microphone, please.
My name, Barry Patrick Linton.
Okay. Would you like to address the commission, or would you like to answer questions of counsel?
Answer the question?
Yes, sir. Mr. Linton, you were stopped on November the 1st, 2018, is that correct?
Yeah, I would say so, I imagine.
Okay. And the officer culled a bushel of oysters that you had?
Yes.
And what did the officer find there?
He found a lot of dead oysters, a lot of shells, and some small oysters, too.
Okay. And would you say that most of what he found was the dead oysters?
Yeah, most of them.
And the dead oysters, were they undersized?
No, they weren't undersized. I don't think some of them, they'll go big oyster and take two or three of them, they'll fill the cup up just a bite.
Okay.
You know, almost, I'd say.
Okay.
And it don't take many of them to fill the cup up either.
Before you were inspected, did you try to find the dead oysters in your cache?
Yeah, I tried to pick them out all day if I can.
And were you able to?
Well, no, he find some in my bushel.
Okay. No further questions.
Thank you.
Good question.
Yes, sir. Mr. Zedrin has a question.
Evidently, there were a lot of these dead oysters in these bushels. Why would the person who was culling, were you culling the oysters?
Yeah, we culled. I culled two. Both of us culled.
Why didn't you throw them back over?
Well, sometimes you can't tell. I mean, it's possible to get a ticket, oyster ticket. I don't care who you are. Not letting you go out there. You go out there and bang on every one and shave every one, you ain't going to do very good. And we're watermen. We try to make a living. And we go out there, I bang on him two or three times. If he's all right, I throw him in. Then the inspector can come and bang on him one time. Sometimes it'll open up. And that's the way it is. And it's just like that. That's the way it is with dead oysters. And, you know, you can get some watermen you can't help it. Now, some of them goes out there and does it, wants to throw everything in. That's a little bit different tale there. So, I mean, you know, that's best I can tell you.
Thank you.
Further questions? One more question to the officer, if I could, please. Officer Tucker.
Yes.
You testified previously for the mixture of what. Can you please elaborate a little bit more on what gave rise to this violation? We've heard something about dead oysters, but what did you find?
When I called Mr. Linton's basket on November the 1st, it was, like I said, it was probably 6 to 7 quarts between the dead, the small, and oysters. I don't recall exactly what the ratio was, dead to small. However, I do try to keep in mind that the gentlemen working on the boats are working around the diesel. It's hard to hear the dead oysters when they're calling as well. However, the amount of dead and undersized that were in Mr. Lent's can that day were well over the tolerance.
Okay. Give me a follow-up, counselor.
I know, Your Honor.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Officer Tucker.
Sorry for calling you, Your Honor.
Been called a lot worse, Matt.
Sure.
Go ahead. You have closing?
If I may, Your Honor.
Any further questions by members of the commission? Proceed, sir.
Yes. So, you know, I think Mr. Linton has been very honest here that, you know, he tried to cull his catch. Most of what he was found in violation for were these large oysters that were dead. And he, you know, again, made efforts to find them and just wasn't able to while he was actually working on the water. His record demonstrates that he is fairly conscientious. He has, you know, only 3 previous violations, none of which are for oyster area, only one for oyster violation. That was just a tagging violation that's not terribly serious. The remainder are crab violations, and there's no violation for undersized oysters. When you couple that with the fact that, again, this is a violation of a regulation and not a statute, which is a key difference in the statute, again, don't believe you have the authority to impose a sanction for a simple violation of a regulation versus the statute. We would ask that the commission essentially have mercy on my client and either impose no sanction or a shortened probation period.
Thank you. What's the pleasure of the commission? Mr. Zedrin.
I'd like to point out to the commission on the uniform, Virginia uniform summons, that the that Mr. Linton pled guilty when he was asked by the court. The accused pled guilty, and then he was found guilty based on his guilty plea. And I would just argue that we cannot, we have to take judicial notice of that, and we just can't, you know, one place pleads guilty, and then he comes here and basically pleads not guilty. And I would argue that we have to kind of follow the guidance of the court.
I'm glad you brought that up because, in all due respect, this is not a trial de novo of the facts of the matter. The courts handle that, and we simply handle the administrative aspect of it. Further comments? What's the pleasure of the commission? Mr. Zedrin.
I move we approve staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Zedrin to approve staff recommendation. Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second.
Seconded by Dr. Neal. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Counselor. Thank you, Mr. Linton.
Mr. Arnold Evans.
Mr. Arnold Evans, report, please. Arnold Evans.
I don't think he's here.
Okay. Solemn swear testimony you give today be the truth, all truth, nothing but the truth, self you got.
I do.
Thank you. See.
He has one new conviction, uncold oysters, 2 4-quart cans of undersized and shell. Date of offense, November 30th, 2018. Date of conviction, February 13th, 2019. Officer, Marshall Reedy. These are Mr. Evans's 2019-2018 licenses and permits. And his previous convictions. The Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of possessing at least 50% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a two-year period should result in at least a one-year probation. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the guidelines suggest the Commission place Mr. Evans on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this Commission meeting, May 28, 2019 through May 27, 2020. Any failure on Mr. Evans's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the one-year probation will result in Mr. Evans appearing before the Commission for a hearing on a license revocation.
Thank you. Officer, anything aggravating or mitigating about the case? Any problem?
No, I spoke with Mr. Evans. It seems to me he'll probably be moving to Florida at the end of the year. He is getting up there in age a little bit. He said he would probably oyster through November. But he was cooperative. It was two cans full, and he said he didn't pay his help for a couple of days after that to recoup the money, but he was very understanding of his mistake.
Any questions of the officer? Thank you. What's the pleasure of the commission?
Staff recommendations. Motion made by
Mr. Minor to approve staff recommendations. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. France. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Timothy Belvin.
Mr. Belvin. Report. Officer Elliott. Both raise your right hand. Solemn swear testimony you give today be the truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth, self you got.
I do.
Thank you. Proceed, ma'am.
One new conviction, possession of uncold oysters, 12 quarts. Date of offense, December 11, 2018. Date of conviction, January 28, 2019. Officer, Brian Elliott. Here are Mr. Bell's 2019-2018 licenses and permits. And his previous convictions. The Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of possessing at least 50% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a two-year period should result in at least a one-year probation. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the guidelines suggest the Commission place Mr. Belvin on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this Commission meeting, May 28, 2019, through May 27, 2020. Any failure on Mr. Bellman's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the one-year probation will result in Mr. Bellman appearing before the Commission for a hearing on a license revocation.
Thank you, ma'am. Officer Elliott.
Mr. Bowen was cooperative, respectful. It was small oysters, a lot of shell, very few dead ones, but he was very cooperative.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Belvin, would you like to address the commission?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It's a pleasure with the commission. Mr. Tanker?
Recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Tanker to approve staff recommendations. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Minor. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Anthony Belvin.
Anthony Belvin. It's a companion case?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You've been previously sworn.
Yes, sir.
You raise your right hand, sir. You solemnly swear a testament you give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth self you got. Proceed, ma'am.
He has one new conviction, possession of uncooled oysters, 12 quarts. Date of offense, December 11, 2018. Date of conviction, January 28, 2019. Officer Brian Elliott. Here are Mr. Belvin's 2019-2018 licenses and permits and his previous conviction. The Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of possessing at least 50% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a two-year period should result in at least a one-year probation. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the guidelines suggest the Commission place Mr. Belvin on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this Commission meeting, May 28, 2019 through May 27, 2020. Any failure on Mr. Belvin's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the one-year probation will result in Mr. Belvin appearing before the Commission for a hearing on license revocation.
Thank you. Officer Elliott?
The same as before. He was cooperative, very cooperative. Okay.
Mr. Belvin, you want to address the Commission?
No, sir.
Right. What's the pleasure of the Commission? Ms. France?
Move to accept staff recommendations.
Did you have a question, Mr. Meyer?
No. I was looking at this previous conviction that she didn't have.
Okay. Motion made by Mr. France to accept staff recommendation. Sir, second to the motion.
Second.
Second by Mr. Meyer. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Meyer. George Furman? Serving you raise your right hand. So I swear the testament you give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, except you God. Thank you.
He has one new conviction, possession of uncooled oysters, 12 quarts, date of offense, December 11, 2018, date of conviction, January 28, 2019, Officer Brian Elliott. Here are Mr. Furman's 2019-2018 licenses and permits and his previous conviction. The Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of possessing at least 50% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a two-year period should result in at least a one-year probation. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the guidelines suggest the Commission place Mr. Furman on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this Commission meeting, May 28, 2019, through May 27, 2020. Any failure on Mr. Furman's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the one-year probation will result in Mr. Furman appearing before the Commission for a hearing on a license revocation.
Thank you. Officer Elliott?
Same with Mr. Furman. He's very cooperative.
Okay. Thanks. Mr. Furman, do you wish to address the Commission?
Yes, sir. Officer was very polite.
Well, thank you.
Doing his job.
Thank you very much. Questions of the Commission? What's the pleasure of the Commission?
Approve staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Tanker to approve staff recommendation, second by Mr. France. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, sir. I think that completes the license status review. Thank you very much.